Dorothy Gleason and how she became a teacher at the National Line School for 32 and a half years. The fact that she remained there for 32 and a half years was because she thoroughly enjoyed the people of the community and their children. Okay. Could you tell me a brief history about your childhood education?
When I was 5, I went to the kindergarten at the Cleveland School. The four grades that were there were the kindergarten, first, second, and third. And it was up in the Cleveland location. The fourth grade and fifth grade were spent down at the Central School. Then the sixth grade was up at the Bridge Street School. The seventh and eighth, or the junior high, was at the old grammar school that has since burned down. And then the last were the 4 years in the Ishpeming High School.
Mm-hmm. What about college?
And I started college in the summer term of 1925. And at that time, it was not Northern University, it was called a normal. Are you going to the normal, is what we would say. And most of us were just getting life certificates. And there was no demand for degrees when you started teaching at the time. So they were usually obtained by going to summer school or taking correspondence courses.
Mm-hmm. Was the school like one big building that everybody went to?
Yes. All the classes, you didn't have to go outside the building to go to any of your classes.
Was there like a campus where people stayed on campus for different places, or did they just stay in their own apartments in Marquette area?
No, they stayed in
dorms?
No, there weren't really any dorms. They stayed in people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
They would rent out their rooms to the students.
Yeah.
And then there were so many from Ishpeming that would commute, go back and forth every day.
Okay, could you tell me like how you decided you wanted to become a teacher?
Well, I think I enjoyed my years at the Cleveland School so much, and loved the teachers there and the things they used to do, that's how I first got my idea that I'd like to be a teacher.
What age was this about that you started wanting to become a teacher?
It started growing on me maybe by the time I got to be in junior high school.
Oh, then you'd say you generally liked school through all your years?
Yes, I did enjoy school.
Okay,
I wasn't crazy about algebra. That I still can't understand.
Mm. Okay, was there like during your school days, was there any teacher that influenced you into your teaching career, or did you decide mostly by yourself or your parents or anybody?
Well, I was interested in art because I had a paint set for Christmas one year, and I loved to draw and paint. Any chance that we had to put anything on the board or for a holiday that in our school, teacher would ask me to do it. And then my last year that I got my degree at Northern, I took a summer term course from Aaron Bolrod, who was an artist in residence at the time, a very famous artist. And he encouraged me to keep on with it, and it's been a hobby with me ever since.
Mm-hmm. You know, before you got your teaching job, what like previous jobs did you have maybe during college and then up to your teaching career?
Well, I worked in the penny store on Saturdays for $2 a day, and I worked as a waitress at Land O'Lakes. And then I played for the gym classes at the normal.
Mm-hmm.
Every vacant period I had, I made some money that way. And for a special class that the gym teacher had of women in the community that like to come and take exercises, help to them to reduce.
Mm-hmm. Did you pay your own tuition by working, or did somebody, like, give you the money or loan it to you?
Well, part of it we earned. We had a family orchestra that used to play for receptions, and we played down at Northern for one whole summer on Friday nights for their dances.
Mm-hmm.
And then my uncle was an artist. He Will Bradley, maybe some people might know who he is. He's from Ishpeming, but he was an Ishpeming boy that went away and made a name for himself. His book of paintings and things is in the Ishpeming Library.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a great many paintings in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City, and the one in San Diego in California. And he came to visit us.
Mm-hmm.
He was my dad's half-brother, and he came to visit us in the fall of the year I just started at Northern. And he said, "Are you taking the subjects you like?" And I said, "No." And he said, "What would you like to take?" And I said, "Well, I'd like to take music." So he said, "Well, you just go and fix up your courses and take whatever you want, and I'll see that you get your money." So from then on, I got a check every month to put me through school.
Mm-hmm.
Got my, that time it was just you had to have your life certificate.
What was a life certificate? Like?
That meant you could teach all your life and didn't have to go back to school anymore.
Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of jobs could you get with your life certificate?
Well, you could get any kind of a job. But then later on, as during the years, then they start demanding people going back to school and getting more than a life certificate.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to go and get our degree, or we couldn't teach.
Okay. Like, how did you find out about the teaching job at National Mind School? If you lived downtown, and the school really wasn't that big, and
well, there was a vacancy, and my grandmother knew the Moody family at National Mine, and they mentioned that there was a vacancy there, and Mr. Moody was on the elder Mr. Moody was on the school board.
What was his name?
I think it was Frank too.
Mm.
And so they hired me, and I had been teaching Bible school during the summer, 2 weeks in different towns. And the last week we got home, and I was ready, you know, wondering, well, am I going to have a job this year or not? Because the half a year that was added onto my 32 and a half years of teaching at National Mine was spent down at Carl's Inn, finishing out the year for another girl that had left. And that I just taught the four upper grades from January to May.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came home from the Bible school teaching, I was thrilled to find out that I'd been given the job at National Mine.
Was Carl's Inn, was this a school? Or what was it?
A school, yeah.
Where was this at?
At Carl's Inn.
It's a town then?
Yeah, it's a little farming
village,
really.
By where is it located?
Oh, it's down near Trenary, outside of Marquette.
Mm-hmm. When you got the job at National Mine, did you have to fill an application sheet with your, I don't know, your credentials and that sort of thing, or what did you have?
Yes, you had to tell them what degrees you had or what, how much education you had and what you wanted to teach, but you know, what you wanted to be a specialist in. And at that time, the music was, the job was kindergarten and music. And then you just taught the kindergarten for, until 10:30 in the morning, and then the rest of the day was given over to the music through the whole school, the high school and all of them. And at that time, the school, you know, went through 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the children in the community could come to kindergarten because they could walk to school, but there weren't any buses in those days. And if you lived out on a farm or too far, the children couldn't come to school until they went into first grade.
How would they get to school when they're in first grade if they can't get into it in kindergarten? Did their parents bring them to school?
No, then they had the bus for that then.
They didn't have buses though for the kindergarten
kids,
right?
Mm-hmm. Later on that started. So some years I'd have 10, and one year I just had 10 in a class, and another year I had 25, so.
Depended where the kids lived. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, when you found out that you had the job, did you start right away, or was this during the summer and you started the coming fall?
You know, we came home from teaching the Bible school around the county that we started right, that was in August, and we started in September.
That fall you started, right?
Mm-hmm.
A regular school year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what year was this about that you came your first year in National Mine? What year was this?
1928.
Okay. I understand that there was this fire that burnt down the original National Mine School after a few years after it had been built. So you came after the fire then, right?
Yes.
The fire was was it 1923?
Yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about the fire that you know about?
Well, the fire burned the school right to the ground during the night. And at that time, they had Thanksgiving Day only for a vacation. The children had to go back to school on Friday.
Yeah, I suppose
and,
people complained about that.
Yeah.
They didn't think it was right.
Yeah, that's right. And so they even had protesters in those days. The kids rebelled at going to school on Friday, so they were going to strike.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, not all of them did. Some of them went to school anyway. But it was a coincidence that there was something wrong with the furnace and the school burned down, so they got the Friday off.
but
it made an awful lot of hardships for a whole year for the teachers and the others because they had to carry on their school in the any buildings they could find in the locality, in the churches, and there were some mining buildings or any empty homes,
mm-hmm.
and some of them just had wood stoves, and they'd be cold. They'd have to keep the fires going, and paths had to be shoveled, and going from place to place, and they had their auditorium for the high school in the church. It's at the top of the hill right now. That is, I think, is next to the town hall.
Mm-hmm.
But the year before, on the old school, they had just built an addition for the auditorium and the gym. And they used it for 1 year.
And it burnt down?
And then they had the fire, and they had to start from scratch and build a new school.
And could they salvage anything from the old school for the new school that they built?
There was nothing. All the books and records and everything was
lost.
Yeah, to just start from scratch.
Okay, you say that they went to churches and that sort of thing. Did everybody go to one building, or like did the kindergarten go to the church, and like the second grade, let's say, go to an old house?
Well,
or
that's it. They'd keep each grade separate.
Yeah, they kept the grades separate.
But the high school classes had to do a lot of traveling to get to each class.
Yeah. Okay. What did you actually teach at the National Mine School after when you came?
Well, for a long time I taught kindergarten and music through the whole school.
Mm. Okay, then after that, didn't you teach art then sometime along after this?
Well, then later on they wanted to put in French, and they were going to hire a man for a band teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they wanted to put in art. So I couldn't teach art and the music through the whole school. So they gave the grades from the junior high and the high school to the band man. His name was Mr. Petey. And then I had art for the, I had kindergarten, music through the sixth, and art classes in the junior high and high school.
Mm-hmm. What kind of things did you do when you taught art at National Line?
Well, we had watercolors and the history of artists, appreciation of art, studying all the famous paintings, and I couldn't go into a whole list of things like that. I'd have to have the index in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just wondering what you did general there.
And they used to help planning the, and if we needed anything for the stage, anything to be painted, or they would help with the props on the stage.
Well, like for the music, what did you do for the music part of it all?
I put on two programs a year, one for Christmas and one for the end of the year for what we call Parents' Night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I heard that these plays were quite an extravaganza. Could you tell me a little bit about them?
Well, I think I enjoyed it so much myself that I spend all year looking for good music that they would enjoy, and some different ideas and something to make it real entertaining as much as I could. I really put my heart and soul into my programs.
Did the children enjoy acting and
yes.
playing in these?
Their own teacher would say, if you don't behave today, you're not going in for music, which was a compliment to me.
Yeah, okay. You know, when you taught these kids, do you find that the kids then were different from the kids nowadays?
I think they're. I think that they're getting so many. I think the artwork is just wonderful, and the band. When I hear them, when I go to the band concerts and see how much. Each child there is playing and really seems to know just what he's doing. I marvel at that there's so much accomplished these days. The kids seem to me, they seem to get a lot more mm-hmm. out of school. And before, it used to be just reading, make sure they can read, and writing, and your arithmetic.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anything different, you know, that would be given to them. But me, I could be my own accompanist, and I whatever I wanted was for art. So I just feel though I've been lucky all my life. I had my own, could play myself, could do what I want in artwork, and besides having the fun of having the kids enjoy the programs with me.
When you went to school, when the school day started, did you have to be there like earlier before the students came? Like, what time did you have to be at the school?
We had to be there at 8:30.
And then this class started at 9?
At 9.
Yeah. Okay, then after school, what time did the bell ring and all the kids go home?
Well, they'd be out there by 3:30, and we had to stay until 4 o'clock.
Okay. Then you said before that the school goes up through kindergarten up through 12th grade? Started at kindergarten and went up through 12th grade then?
Yes,
school?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How did they get everybody in there? Like, how did they use the rooms and that?
In the school?
Yeah, were the grades combined anywhere?
Well, when I first started out there, the first and second grade were combined.
Mm-hmm.
But no other grades were combined.
So then, were there a different teacher per grade in the younger levels, but like when high school, did they have a whole bunch of different teachers?
Yes, they
for
had
each
all
class?
Yeah, they had all separate classes. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
They had chemistry teacher and the English teacher and the history teacher. They all had their separate classes.
And then like the younger grade just had one homeroom teacher then, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to and from school, like in the morning, how did you get there? Like for transportation?
Well, you always had to find somebody else, some other teacher that was going out there. And for a while there, I rode with Mr. Anila. He used to be the, he was the principal, and mm-hmm. he would. I rode with him for the first year or so, and then later on, I met Mr. Gleason.
Is this your husband then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so then I started. I rode with him from then on.
You were married.
We taught there, yeah. And then mm-hmm. after we got married, well, then we were both teaching there, which made it another lucky thing for me. It made it so nice to have him right in the same school, and he would help. He was the industrial arts teacher, so he would help with the stage, and I never had to worry about bothering anybody for things.
He could make things like you need the props and that.
Mm-hmm. So, and then he had he was the basketball coach, and a lot of the trophies you see in the hallway in the school there are what he earned with his boys. He went to Detroit. They won the championship. What is it? The Class A or
Class E? I think it was
up,
Class E
here.
School. Yeah.
No, I think it might have been D.
D?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but.
But anyway, he won that, and then they were sent to Detroit, and that was a big event for us.
Mm-hmm.
Have them go down there. We had a big party when we came back, banquet, and they had corsages for all the wives of the teachers, and a gift for everybody, and that's why I say I enjoyed the community. They couldn't. They gave as much to us as I felt that we gave to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened after Mr. Gleason couldn't drive anymore after he died and that? How did you get to school after? Did you drive yourself or?
No, I rode with Mr. Sayre.
Oh, then he picked you up at your home each day?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, well, I want to ask about the hot lunch program. Did they have a hot lunch program for the kids, or?
Not for a long time. When I first started out there, everybody used to carry their lunch. They had a lunch room where they could go down and eat their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the home ec teachers started. They decided that the smaller children should really have something hot at noon,
mm-hmm.
some kind of a hot meal. So they used to make big pans of soup and bring down with them so they could have it with their sandwiches.
Mm.
And that went on for a while until they started on the hot lunch program where they got government foods and things. And then they had two cooks, Mrs. Anderson and Mrs. Bjork, and Mrs. She was, I can't think what her married name was. But they were the cooks for years for the hot lunch program. Then everybody got in on that. There was the high school too. They could, if they wanted to buy a meal ticket. Or
they could.
They could. They could all eat.
Okay. Did any of the kids that live near the school, did they go home and eat lunch and then come back before lunch was over?
Not too many. There were a few that lived right near the school, but some of them had go too far. They usually brought their own lunch.
Mm. You mentioned before that there was a basketball team. Was there any other kind of organized sports? I don't know, track, anything like that?
No, for a long time basketball was the
main thing.
The main thing.
Mm.
Yeah, outside in school, we had a glee club. We'd have a meeting once a month. And one year the girls brought out homemade ice cream and angel food. And we had a delicious banquet. That used to show a lot of interest in the music then,
mm-hmm.
in the high school girls, but that was about the only organization
that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any kind of sports offered to girls back then, or did it slowly come up in the last maybe 5 years? I don't know.
Yeah, it's just recent, like it is all over. They played basketball in their gym class, volleyball.
But they didn't have a sport like the boys do, right?
No.
Yeah. But now they have that. Okay, what about a band or chorus? Now we have a band and a chorus, but did they have one back when you were teaching?
Well, they didn't right away. There was just the B club.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band didn't come until, just what year that was.
What grades did they offer?
That's when they switched, when I just had to have the art.
Uh-huh. What grades was it offered to then?
Junior high and high school.
Okay. What about a course? What is that the same time and same grades as the band then?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then Mr. Petey would have the high school course and the band, junior high and high school. And then I had the grade music to the sixth grade, and art in the junior high and high school.
Okay, now we have a library in the school, but did they have a library for then, back when you were teaching? Did they have any kind of library for the students to?
Yes, it was small. There wasn't much room in it. They had just the table for the librarian, and you couldn't sit around anywhere and read. It was, now since it's been moved, it's much larger
did they have any kind of books for the kindergarten and first graders, or was it all mostly for junior high and high school kids, novels?
Well, they had some for each grade. Mm-hmm. but there wasn't a special room for the kindergarten. I used to take the kindergarten children up there and see what the library was like, and how big the school was, and to go upstairs, they were thrilled to get off the first floor.
Mm-hmm. Did they see, was there any kind of like reference material, like encyclopedias and that? Was there that in there? Well, encyclopedias, let's say, and magazines and.
Yes, there was a magazine, but I don't think there's as much reading material as you find now.
You taught 32 and a half years. Do you think that these years of your life was worthwhile and fulfilled your expectations of a teacher?
I never had any desire to be anything but a teacher. I enjoyed children and young people, and because I had four children of my own, I understood the problems of other children. I was very fortunate to have the talents of music and art, so I could plan my programs for Christmas and Parents' Night. My husband, Patrick Gleason, was very supportive in making my programs successful, in helping with the stage, any props that were necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And he did very well with his own work in his basketball team. They won the Upper Peninsula Class D Championship in 1929. This is another instance of the fine students in the National Mind that were in the National Mind School. These boys brought honor to their school. Now my grandchildren attend the National Mind School, and I attend every band concert and art exhibit they are in. Their teachers deserve a great deal of credit. I am pleased as punch when I meet any of my former students and they smile and say, "Hi, Mrs. Gleason."
Okay, thanks.